sacked by Michael Strahan.
I will always remember the Giant fans.
10, 5, touchdown!
The Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
I'm not sure whether it was $500 or $2,500. And bear in mind, this time he had never even seen a football game. And they told him what the price was, and he said, well, he said, an empty store with chairs in it is worth that much in New York City. And that's how he became a pro football magnate.
And snowy field.
Jam-packed crowd of the Polo Grounds in New York.
Connelly drives an inspired team.
Giant defense rolls like a wave.
You do that one more time, Eddie, I'm going to talk to you one.
In my 8 years with the New York Giants, we were in 6 world championship games. That's a great one. A great one.
And triplet blast 20 yards. All those pretty white sneakers.
The New York Giants win professional football's biggest prize, the world championship.
Gifford leaps and crossfires a touchdown pass.
All of a sudden, here was pro football becoming a smash hit in New York.
And Amici Rockets for the touchdown, the greatest game ever played.
Veteran quarterback Y. Tittle.
Welcome to Giants Stadium.
Wind is coming out of the west at about 12 miles an hour. Wind chill factor is down to 10 degrees below zero, and it is a great day for football.
New York Giants first-round selection, quarterback Phil Sims.
Just get out there and run like hell and catch it, all right? You know what I mean? Like a street game.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun.
We were just stronger than everybody else.
He's on his feet for the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20.
The Super Bowl champion of the Giants. Everybody's dream in football.
Nobody can ever tell you that you couldn't do it. Oh,
yeah. And look at Otis Anderson throw the uppercut.
But in the air, got the distance, it is. No good!
Deep downfield, Tyree, who takes the catch. What a play by Manning, and what a catch by Tyree.
Finish.
The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots with the most improbable win.
Congratulations, Giants, for going to the big one again.
Deep ball down the left sideline. It's going to be caught with the inbounds. Yes, Manningham on the sideline. Brady's chase. Brady, he's one. Down the middle of the field, into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46. We are New York!
You know what I saw? Where are you? Saw a little bit of New York Giant pride right there, fellas.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa in the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. The New York Giants are one of the flagship franchises of the National Football League. Founded by Tim Mara in 1925, the Giants have captured 8 championships, 4 NFL championships, and 4 Super Bowls. They've played in famous games like the Sneakers Game, the greatest game ever played, and dominant performances at Giants Stadium in one of the greatest upsets in NFL history, Super Bowl 42, when the Giants knocked off the undefeated New England Patriots. Sit back and enjoy. Over the next 30 minutes, we chronicle the 90-year history of the New York Football Giants. On October 18, 1925, fans got their first glimpse of professional football when the New York Giants played their first home game against the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets at the famed Polo Grounds. The Giants lost their home opener 14-0, but just 2 years later in 1927, they won their first NFL championship with a defense that allowed only 20 points all season and posted 10 shutouts. In 1930, Tim Mara handed over control of the team to his two sons, Jack and Wellington Mara. And in 1931, Steve Owen was named head coach,
and would remain in that position for the next 23 years. 3 years later, in 1934, the Giants battled the Chicago Bears at the Polo Grounds for the NFL Championship. With the temperature at 9 degrees and the Polo Grounds field covered with a sheet of ice, this game would become known as the Sneakers Game, when head coach Steve Owen provided his squad with basketball shoes to give his players better traction on the slippery field. The Giants responded by scoring 27 points in the fourth quarter and went on to win their second NFL championship with a convincing 30-13 win. Four years later, the Giants once again hosted the NFL championship game at the Polo Grounds, this time against the Green Bay Packers. The Giants captured their third NFL championship with a thrilling 23-17 victory and became the first team to win two NFL championship games. But it would also be the Giants' last championship celebration for nearly two decades. Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. 90 seasons of Giants football. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. 90 seasons of Giants football. After winning their third NFL championship in 1938, the Giants would appear in four more title games over the next 15 years, but would come up short in all of them. In 1953, legendary coach Steve Owen retired, handing the reins over to Jim Lee Howell. And 3 years later, in 1956, the Giants began playing their home games at Yankee Stadium.
There was nothing like playing at Yankee Stadium. I mean, it was like playing in a Hall of Fame.
We had Vince Lombardi as the offensive coach, Tom Landry as our defensive coach.
The Giants would make it to the championship game in their inaugural season at Yankee Stadium, thrashing the Chicago Bears 47-7. With a new era underway, the Giants became a dominant force in the NFL and would once again look to capture the title in 1958 in what is known as the greatest game ever played. In a classic battle with the Baltimore Colts, the Giants took the lead late in the game.
And the amazing Giants take the lead.
But some last-minute heroics from Hall of Fame quarterback Johnny Unitas sent the game into the first sudden death overtime in NFL history.
The Colts win 23-17 and the greatest game ever played.
In the 1960s, the Giants put together another string of championship game appearances, but would once again come away with no titles, losing to the Green Bay Packers in 1961 and 62, and to the Chicago Bears in 1963. By 1965, Giants legends Y.A. Tittle, Frank Gifford, Sam Huff, Rosie Brown, and Alex Webster were all gone. And for the next 10 years, the Giants would not only struggle to find victories on the field, they would also struggle to find a permanent field to call home. Moving from Yankee Stadium to the Yale Bowl in 1973, then to Shea Stadium in 1975, finally, in 1976, the Giants found a place they could call home.
Welcome to Giants Stadium. The escalator immediately in front of you will take you to the upper level. Please watch your step and enjoy the game.
Every time I walked down that tunnel, from the first day until my last day, I'd get goosebumps. I felt as if, though, that this was our kingdom. I felt as if, though, that we were larger than life.
After an 0-9 start, the Giants recorded their first victory in Giants Stadium against the Washington Redskins on November 14, 1976. But the team continued to limp through the 70s. And in 1978, leading the Philadelphia Eagles 17-12 late in the fourth quarter, the Giants needed only to run out the clock to preserve the win and stay in contention for a playoff spot.
30 seconds left of the game. From here on in, Pazarchik can just fall on the football and there is nothing the Eagles can do. And Pazarchik fumbles the football. It's picked up by Herman Edwards. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Eagles. I don't believe it.
After the fumble, the Giants decided it was time for some changes, and they started with the hiring of George Young as general manager in 1979. And when Young used his first draft pick to select little-known quarterback Phil Simms from Morehead State, not many people realized that a renaissance in New York Giants history had begun. Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. 90 seasons of Giants football. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. 90 seasons of Giants football. In 1979, his rookie season, Phil Simms won 6 of 8 games that he started, injecting new life into a once dormant Giants offense. But in 1980, the Giants defense gave up over 400 points, and they were looking for a player who could have the same impact on defense that Simms had on offense. And in 1981, they found the very definition of impact player. Lawrence Taylor revolutionized the linebacker position, playing with an unprecedented combination of power and speed. And in one season, he transformed a struggling defense into one of the best in the league. With a win in the final week of the regular season against the Dallas Cowboys, the Giants would earn their first playoff appearance since 1963.
Here comes the snap. Here's the boot. It looks... The Giants win!
The following week in the NFC wildcard game in Philadelphia, the Giants gained a bit of revenge for the fumble.
White and Henry will take it. He drops it at the 5. It's loose. Free ball. Giants have it in the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, my Lord. Giants got a touchdown.
With Scott Bruner subbing for an injured Phil Simms, New York stunned the defending NFC East champions 27-21. In 1983, the Giants named defensive coordinator Bill Parcells as their new head coach. Over the next few years, rising stars Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, Carl Banks, Leonard Marshall, and George Martin began dominating opponents.
There were a period of about 2 or 3 years there where you put that defense in front up there and they couldn't block any of them. That's a pretty secure feeling as a coach to have a defense up there where they couldn't block any of them.
While LT and the Giants' defense were shutting down opponents, Phil Simms and the offense began lighting up the skies with big plays. And in 1986, the Giants would get their 5th NFL championship behind a record-setting performance from quarterback Phil Simms in Super Bowl 21.
I knew he was playing well. He told me in warm-ups he'd ready to rock. Whatever you want, he just said, and I remember him saying, whatever you want to do, Bill, let's do it.
The numbers and how well it went and all that, that didn't even hit me after the game when people said, hey, you were 22 or 25. I saw it on the scoreboard when they named the MVP.
The Super Bowl champions are the Giants.
4 years later, the Giants would return to the Super Bowl, this time with backup quarterback Jeff Hostetler leading the charge. Replacing an injured Phil Simms in Week 15, Hostetler led the Giants through the playoffs and into Super Bowl 25, a 20-19 victory over the Buffalo Bills in one of the most dramatic finishes in Super Bowl history.
Back, in the air, got the distance, it is, no good! Giants win!
After winning his second Super Bowl championship in 4 years, Bill Parcells retired. And in 1991, Preston Robert Tisch joined together with Wellington Mara as co-owner to lead the New York Football Giants into a new era. Changes in head coach were also in store over the next several seasons. And in 2000, Jim Fossil, New York's third head coach in 7 years, issued a bold proclamation.
I'm shoving my chips to the middle of the table. I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, can get out. Okay, this team is going to the playoffs.
Stover approaches the football. We are underway. The flashbulb sparkled.
The Giants would not only make the playoffs, they'd advance to the Super Bowl.
Dixon to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Ron Dixon's going to go. No one's going to catch him.
Although they would fall short, New York had returned to football prominence. And 4 years later, under yet another head coach, the Giants would enter a new championship era. Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. 90 seasons of Giants football. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. 90 seasons of Giants football. Following their Super Bowl appearance in 2000, the Giants posted losing records in two of the next three seasons. And after 7 years as head coach, Jim Fassel was replaced by Tom Coughlin, a man whose mission was to restore New York Giants pride.
When I accepted the position at the press conference as the head football coach of the New York Giants, the things that I said were the things that I believed. The reestablishment of New York Giant pride was the thing that we had to do.
We play fast, we play hard, we play physical. Get in there and get the ball out. Get it out, get it out. There you go, there you go, there you go.
Choosing the right coach was the first step in the Giants' return to championship glory. Choosing the right quarterback would be the next.
The San Diego Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks. Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
This is a young player with great ability, and he was within striking distance for us, and we took
him. 9 games into his first season as head coach, Coughlin named rookie Eli Manning as his starting quarterback. And in 2005, the Giants went 11-5. 2 years later, in 2007, the Giants advanced to Super Bowl 42, where they treated fans to perhaps the greatest play in Super Bowl history.
17-14 is the final, okay? 17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. What a play by Manning, and what a catch by Tyree.
Manning and Tyree's heroics led the Giants to the greatest upset in Super Bowl history.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14. And the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
4 years later, Tom Coughlin would once again motivate and inspire his team to reach the pinnacle of success with a message that would resonate throughout the entire season.
You're going to hear me say this 1,000 times. Finish, finish, finish.
Taking their head coach's words to heart, the Giants would advance to play in Super Bowl 46 in a rematch with the New England Patriots. And once again, they would treat their fans to one of the greatest finishes in Super Bowl history.
Manning out of the shotgun set, and he's back to throw. Finds the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's chase. Brady heaves one. Down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46!
With their victory in Super Bowl 46, the New York Giants added another new chapter in their rich history. A history filled with success, loyalty, and above all, pride.
Growing up, you always knew about the Giants organization, and you just thought about this great tradition, great history, but really not until I became a Giant where you truly learn all those things are true, just everything that Wellington Mara has done for the game of football. You get to learn about the Mara family, the Tisch family now. They're truly 100% committed to their organization and to having success.
I think every day when you walk in here and you see the pictures, Hall of Fame players, coaches, front office staff, the tradition is thick here, and you have to live up to that expectation, not just on game day, you got to live up to that every day.
To be a Giant means to be at your very best all the time, and you believe in this team and this franchise and how it's been established, what it stands for, and understanding all that's gone before you.
I think it provides this look of character, of integrity that you have to carry within yourself on a day-to-day basis.
Once a Giant, always a Giant, that really is the motto of the organization. And I really couldn't see myself playing for any other team.
I couldn't imagine not being a Giant. I was really blessed.
When I see the helmet, I think of me. You know, it's like I'm looking at myself. You know, I'll always feel like a Giant.
The one thing that I've come to realize is, as part of being a Giant, is that the fans are the most loyal fans in the world.
Families may change, eras may change, but the history and the passion for New York football Giants never changes. It'll always be here.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. I always have a home here.
Not only have the Giants been champions on the field and a host of Hall of Famers, but the New York Giants under the Mara family and the Tisch family have been one of the class organizations in the National Football League. For 90 years, they've stood for success on the field and giving back to their community. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Poppel. We'll see you again next week, everybody. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com.